Good afternoon. A wave of low pressure riding along a frontal boundary lined up across Pennsylvania and off the New Jersey coast will continue to produce some light and spotty precipitation this afternoon. The wave produced a round of snow, some of it heavy, overnight and into the morning hours across interior New York and New England, and most locations picked up between 3 and 5 inches of snow earlier this morning. Behind the wave, temperatures will climb into the 30s, and this will transition precipitation to some light sleet and freezing rain in spots, and also pockets of drizzle or freezing drizzle will be possible through the afternoon, but most of the steadiest precipitation will continue to wind down and move off to the east. This wave of low pressure is out ahead of a deeper storm system emerging out of the middle of the country. This storm will head our way tonight and for the day tomorrow. Out ahead of this system, even milder air, so overnight temperatures will climb through the 30s and toward the 40-degree mark, and when precipitation moves back in late tonight, it will largely be in the form of just plain rain. With the milder air over the freshly fallen snow, we'll have areas of dense fog overnight into the morning hours as well. So we'll start off tomorrow with a front on our doorstep and a bunch of rain coming down. The rain will eventually wind down through the morning and into the early part of the afternoon as the front tracks through. The wind will shift around to the northwest, and while temperatures starting off in the 40s will be mild, they'll begin to drop the second half of the day Sunday with that northwest breeze back through the 30s. Some locations could end the day with a few scattered snow showers. High pressure will build in behind this system, drying things out Sunday night, and we'll have a dry, cold start to the new week with temperatures on Monday, despite full sunshine only in the mid-20s. More sunshine with high pressure in control on Tuesday as highs bounce back toward 30. A wave of low pressure will approach from the Great Lakes on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-30s, and this will produce the chance of rain and or snow by Thursday, with highs staying in the 30s. Right now, it looks like this system will clear through the region on Friday, still the risk of snow showers with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern this weekend will continue to be quite active with a strong low pressure system currently over the central Rockies and another over the Ohio Valley. A fresh surge of Arctic air is flowing southward from western Canada, and this will reinforce the very cold conditions already in place across the northern tier of states for a few more days. Wind chill advisories and warnings are in effect from the Dakotas all the way down to the Texas Panhandle. The Arctic front will join forces with the low pressure area traversing the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes region. A tremendous temperature gradient is expected in the vicinity of the front across Oklahoma and Texas, with 60s and 70s south of the front and sub-freezing temperatures behind it. In the warmer air, severe storms are possible late this afternoon into tonight across the Mid-South and lower Mississippi Valley. Damaging wind gusts will be the primary threat, but a couple of tornadoes and isolated large hail will also be possible this evening. In the colder air, winter weather advisories have been issued from eastern Colorado all the way across the central plains into the Great Lakes. Readings could fall as much as 25 degrees in 1 hour as the cold front moves through. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mixed precipitation changing to rain showers and drizzle, upper 30s. Boston, snow changing to sleet, freezing rain in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, snow changing to rain showers with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 21. The record high, 59, set in 1984, and the record low, 8 below zero in 1942. Sunrise this morning was at 7:20 a.m., sunset this evening 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow ending with a few pockets of sleet, freezing rain, or drizzle possible later today with highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with rain moving in tonight, also areas of fog, temperatures rising into the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley, in mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow ending with a few rain showers or pockets of freezing rain or drizzle possible this afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy with rain moving in tonight, also areas of fog, temperatures rising into the lower 40s. for the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A few rain showers or pockets of sleet, freezing rain, or drizzle possible, highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with rain moving in tonight, also areas of fog, temperatures rising into the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, snow ending with a few rain showers or pockets of freezing rain or drizzle possible this afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy with rain moving in tonight, also areas of fog, temperatures rise into the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Snow ending, a few rain showers or pockets of freezing rain or drizzle possible with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with rain moving in tonight, also areas of fog developing with temperatures rising into the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning rain, then mostly cloudy and windy with highs in the lower 40s but temperatures falling during the afternoon. Sunny but cold Monday, mid-20s. Sunshine lower 30s on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds mid-30s on Wednesday. A chance of rain and snow Thursday in the mid-30s and mostly cloudy with snow showers in the lower to mid-30s on Friday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.